Hi there, welcome to another episode of Tech Empowered, a podcast brought to you by Tech for Dev. Tech for Dev is a non-profit organization creating opportunities for economic prosperity through digital skills, empowerment, and advocacy. I am your host, Yemisi, and I'm so glad you're joining us today on this episode of Tech Empowered. We share real stories of people whose lives have been transformed by technology across Africa and beyond. These are stories of real people, stories of discovery, change, and growth. Everyone's journey into tech unfolds differently. Our guest today proves just how unexpected and exciting those paths can be. She started out studying law. She went through law school and completed a master's degree in law, and then she pivoted into a tech career, cybersecurity to be precise. So, yes, you heard that right. So today we're talking to Mercy Frederick. We'll hear her journey from law to cybersecurity. We'll hear how she made that transition, what made her take that leap, and what sparked her interest in cybersecurity, and how she's been able to manage that transition and building a career that she's building at the moment. So sit back, grab your favorite drink, and let's get into it. Hi, Mercy.
Hi, Yemisi.
Hi, thank you so much for joining us today. Okay, so we'll start at the beginning, right? So tell us about yourself, your background, where did you grow up, and, you know, what makes Mercy tick?
Sure. I'm Mercy Frederick. I decided to study law. That's about some 11, 12 years ago. Then during the course of my study, I realized how interconnected the world was. But then I was still very much in school. So I knew I needed to take it one step at a time. And then the very right moment came, Tech for Dev happened to me. And that's like one of the most significant career advancements I've had. During my career progression, I also went for my master's. I finished with a distinction. But I knew that, you know, what's the essence of any degree if you cannot bring an impact to your world? And I think that's what Tech for Dev is doing. They are putting up the torches for young girls to see how they can empower their world. So I got into the cybersecurity track. Every day, I will look for the governance, the risk, the compliance in using technology to advance human development. Then I realized that there was so much work to be done. Finishing, you know, with a summa cum laude from Tech for Dev, yeah. Then I just almost immediately getting a job as a compliance associate in an organization that is, you know, in Africa, West Africa, and I'm doing good things, doing great things, ensuring that there is adherence to standards such that we are defining the world one step at a time. That's how my career journey has been.
Interesting. Thank you for that background. Okay, so you mentioned that while you were in school, you started realizing how interconnected the world is. So at what point was that in school? And were you thinking of, did you think cybersecurity or did you think tech, you know, as a career path? Like, what was there like a moment that influenced that decision, or were things that were going through your mind at that time? And was it like, did you know for certain that you wanted to do cybersecurity, or you just knew that, you know, you wanted to do something different aside law?
I studied law at the Obafemi Awolowo University. Our lecturers made us see law from the global aspect as well as the local aspect. They let us see how interconnected the world was, but I did not get a precise moment into venturing deep into it, not until when I started working as a lawyer in a tech firm, I realized that, thought about cybersecurity, I was conducting risk assessment, I was completing vendors questionnaires, you know, things that would make partners choose our company. So I realized that, this question I've been having from school, now it's coming back at me, and then Tech for Dev just came just at the right moment. That was like an answer to my questions.
Interesting. So you were done with school, you were already working as a lawyer then. That's interesting. Fun fact, I studied law as well. I'm also a lawyer, and I'm not practicing at all. So so when you said you were already thinking when you were in school, you're like, there's something else that you can do. That was me as well, but I didn't know exactly what it was until I also actually started working, and then it started making the pictures there getting clearer pretty much. But thank you so much for sharing that. Okay, so now what year was this when you found Tech for Dev? What program did you enroll in, and how was that experience for you?
2023 April, I had my first open day with Tech for Dev. Then thereafter, I went through the 1 year fellowship program. Yes.
Okay.
So back from 2023 till now, I've been a beneficiary of Tech for Dev's programs.
All right. So now you participated in Tech for Dev program, the fellowship, right? Coming from the legal background, that's like totally different from tech. What was it like navigating that shift? Did you have any fears, any doubts? What was that whole transition like for you?
Absolutely. It was a lot of tough decisions at that time. You know, why would I want to venture into cybersecurity? But I asked myself, every day at work, I would need to ask someone, firewall. What are they trying to say? What's the meaning? Even though I could, I could read books about it, but then Tech for Dev just brought it home to me. We had amazing tutors. We had amazing classmates. Talk about the group discussion. It was brought home to everyone, especially my own group. We were a group of 8 ladies from different African countries, and then the way some would just explain it as using movies, as using things you could relate with, it brought it home to me. So at work, it was even noted that I had a significant understanding of the work I was doing. So it was a huge leap. There were so many fears. I doubted myself, but I told myself that I had to put in the work to get the job done. So,
Interesting. Okay, so since starting your career in cybersecurity, has there been any achievements you're particularly proud of? Maybe like mentorship programs or scholarships, or any other wins that you'd like to share with us?
Yes. During the course of the Tech for Dev program, I got accepted to be trained by a Kenyan company. The name of our mentor, Dominica Wairimo. I was the class representative for that our group. We're about 10 ladies. Yeah, until today, we still have strong relationship. Almost every week we talk. To me, relationships matter a lot. The insight I've learned from her. So firstly, I will talk about my achievement about people. I can say that I won her. Like, I have her in my corner. That's a big win for me. Another achievement is, Mr. Paul. Mr. Paul shared with me a project to do that I could just apply somewhere. And I finished, I finished excellently well there. Other than that, I also applied globally. There was a competition, you know, that you could apply for a scholarship. It was about $4,000 and the financial crime compliance. I applied, and out of 30 people that were given the scholarships globally, I was one of them. That's a big win for me. Another win for me was getting my designated compliance professional, such that I can advise on tech law compliance. All of these are big wins for me, and every single day I see that I'm progressing in the likes. Yeah.
Fantastic. I mean, congratulations on the scholarship. Congratulations on all these wins. Many more to come. So shifting track a bit, I know that you've talked about motherhood, right? So balancing, how is balancing motherhood and, you know, starting afresh in a demanding field like cybersecurity? How has that been for you? How are you able to manage and, you know, navigate that effectively?
Okay, lightheartedly, let me say that I treat my baby and malware the same way. I watch them.
Okay, please explain that.
I never leave them unsupervised. You know, I always have backup plan.
Got it.
But now, motherhood has been a learning process for me. It has made me to become more responsible. Also, every day at work, I have to be at the cutting edge. You know, I have to be up to date with what is happening. I have to know the trends in fraud and know how to nip things in the bud. So every day for me, it's a day that I'm finding a balance. One way or the other, I get the work done. And it has been a progress.
Interesting. I mean, thank you for sharing that. And I like the comparison you made. I don't think I've ever heard anybody make that comparison before. But yeah, that was really cool. Okay, so presently, so where has your journey led you to now? What are you currently doing? Are you doing, is it just tech, purely cybersecurity, or are you finding ways to mix that with your legal background? Or yeah, so just walk us through what that looks like now.
What I'm currently doing now is a beautiful hybrid. I work at the intersection of technology, law, and compliance. It's like a jollof rice with the necessary spices, you know. And then I think that in the mode of work today, in the trend of work today, you need to bring a diverse range of skills, you know. So I think I think my journey has been evolving, and I've been pivoting in my career.
Interesting. That's a nice balance. Okay, so on a, should I say on a lighter note or on the side, right? What if you look back now, what part of you exists now that didn't exist a few years ago?
My techie side. Prior to now, I was not techie. Also, I am now more bold and courageous to do things. Sometimes I just see something that I think I can get. I just apply for it. I've become bold. I know that the world is my place to make, you know, it's my space to build. So I'm more bold, I'm more courageous. I've become a lot more techy. Yes, so tech for dev. So like almost every day when we were having training, you would be asked to discuss with your peers what is happening in the cybersecurity industry. So it also made me improve my communication skills. It made me to build relationships. And some of these relationships that I made with people that are not in Nigeria, people in other parts of the world, today we are still in good communication. We are about seven ladies from my class. We called ourselves out. We used to meet every day after the fellowship. We used to meet every day after the fellowship, not until maybe like 2 months ago, because so many of us, we've gotten careers, we've gotten jobs, we've gotten things that we are doing. But then I've become bold, I've become more sociable, I've become more knowledgeable, I've become more techy, I've become a better version of myself, you know.
Interesting. Thank you so much for sharing that. So finally, what advice would you give to someone who is thinking about starting, you know, something new or starting a new career path, or maybe someone has questions about what they're doing now and, you know, what they could be doing better?
I'll tell the person to do it scared. Do it while you're confused. Do it anyway. Growth will never feel comfortable. So many days, even till now, I don't feel convenient. I don't feel comfortable. I'm just that girl that is stepping out one day at a time, taking that step, one step at a time, making that move, right, left, center, just trying to be a better version than I was yesterday. So I will just ask the person that even though you seem stuck, just ensure that you're making progress. Keep on doing it. Just keep on doing it. And who knows, that could be your aha moment.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I mean, I think one of the, you know, from people who have been on the podcast in the past, like, one advice that they usually give is, you know, just doing it afraid, doing it anyway, because it is where you try something that you realize, oh, maybe this is for me, or maybe this isn't for me. But if you keep wondering and you don't make any move, right, you will never know. And then years down the line, you might now wonder why you never took a step. So yeah, thank you so much for sharing that, and thank you for sharing your journey with us and for sharing your experience with us, Mercy.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm grateful.
Thank you. I mean, it's really remarkable that you're able to make that shift. I mean, a lot of people would worry about maybe what people would say, or, I spent so long studying law, after how many years I'm now doing something else, or trying to do something different, I don't even know how to go about it. But, or people might be scared to put in the work, but allowing the questions that you have to propel you into searching for answers and trying out new things, it's actually how we grow, right? And I think one of the things that stood out for me in Mercy's journey, you know, it's not just about the transition from law to tech, but the determination to learn something new. You know, how she went from asking about what is compliance, right, and, you know, wanting to understand what that was, and then now she's building a career, you know, merging both the legal and the cybersecurity and tech together, which is really remarkable. And then doing it all, raising a family, and, you know, still showing up every day for her career and her dreams, right? And the important thing is, no path is wasted. The fact that you have a background in a particular field doesn't mean that you cannot transfer it into another field, right? Every experience, every course, every chapter builds into something meaningful. And so what's your excuse for not getting started today, right? So if you're listening today and you're wondering, what do I do? Or I'm not sure where to start, let Mercy's story encourage you to actually just start, you know, start from that question that you have, find out what the answer is, and then find out if there's something else, you know, that you can do from whatever answer it is that you get. So that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining us. If you haven't subscribed yet, subscribe, share this episode, share this podcast with your friends, your family, your colleagues. Thank you for tuning in. And until next time, I remain your humble host, the MC, and take care of yourselves, and bye for now.